when I was a little boy, as most boys have, I had quite an imagination, and I always felt like he was looking at me with this steely glare. And I remember one time in particular, I happened to be trying to sneak past that portrait inconspicuously, and I made my way down the hallway, and I could feel his steely glare burning like fire in the back of my neck. And I imagined this baritone voice bellowing down and saying, "You will do great things, young man." And that was the first time I really started to feel the weight of carrying this lineage.
Well, and how was this imparted on you, and your parents or other educators helped explain to you what the weight of what this meant?
I spent most of my time actually running away from this lineage. The few times that I told people of my relationship to Douglas and Washington when I was younger, nobody ever believed me. And as a young boy, when people don't believe you, including some of your teachers and a particular principal, it's not something that you want to talk about. So I spent a lot of time really running away from this lineage, and it wasn't until I was well into my 30s that I really started to appreciate the significance of this heritage and this blood that I have flowing through my veins.
Is there enough in schools to help impart their lessons? Do we have enough education to teach about these two pioneers?
I don't think that there is enough education in schools about all of the great heroes and heroines that came before the civil rights movement and the great work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Through the work that we do at our family organization, the Frederick Douglass Family Initiatives, I have an opportunity to spend a lot of time with secondary school children, middle school and high school students, and they all know who Martin Luther King was, and they know all of the great contributions that he and the other great leaders of the civil rights movement made, but not many of them know that Frederick Douglass was the father of the civil rights movement, and he was the great abolitionist, and Booker T. Washington was known as the great educator. So as a part of the work that we do at our organization, we spend a lot of time talking to students and teaching them about this very rich history and all of the great people that came before the civil rights movement.
And your initiative was founded because you saw a magazine article.
As I mentioned, I spent most of my life running away from this lineage, and it wasn't until a friend of mine who's a co-founder of our organization, Robert Benz, he came across a National Geographic magazine, and this was about 2005. And the cover story was 21st Century Slaves, and I looked at that headline and reacted the way I think most people do the first time they hear about the existence of human trafficking and modern-day slavery, and I thought that slavery had ended with the work of Frederick Douglass and the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation. But as I started to research the issue, I found that slavery still exists in every civilized and uncivilized country around the world and ensnares every race in the human family. And it was at that moment in reading that article that I understood that I had this platform that my ancestors had built through struggle and through sacrifice, and that I could really leverage the historical significance of my ancestry to do something about this. And right around that time, Robert and I and my mom, Nettie Washington Douglass, started the Frederick Douglass Family Initiatives.
You think maybe you weren't supposed to find this out until later in life? Because if you had discovered it at 10, 12 years old, you probably would have been a lot of pressure on you at that point to launch something and understand exactly what you needed to do.
Yeah, it was no accident that it happened at that point in my life. And everything that I had done, I was a businessman before that, running my own advertising and marketing company for 20 plus years, a family man, a father to two teenage daughters, been married for 30 years. I really believe that God had been preparing a path for me, because everything that I had done in my career and in my personal life leading up to that moment prepared me to be able to do this work and to really have that defining moment in my life where everything just changed and my life changed forever.
And can you tell me about the line then, how you're connected to both of these names?
That's the question, usually the first question that people always ask me. They'll say, "Well, you're related to Frederick Douglass and Booker T. Washington? How is that possible?" Well, it happened on my mom's side, Nettie Washington Douglass. My grandfather was Frederick Douglass III, and he was Frederick Douglass's great-grandson. And my grandmother, Nettie Hancock Washington, was Booker T. Washington's granddaughter. My grandparents met in 1941 at Tuskegee, which is a school that Booker T. Washington founded in 1881. They were rushing across campus and literally bumped into each other, didn't know that the other descended from an historic family, and they fell in love at first sight and wound up getting married 3 months later. So as I was just talking about how there was a path prepared for me, and it was no accident that I'm doing this work today, it was no accident that my grandparents ran into each other on that fateful day.